More Yutes, 19 brachas in Shmona Esrei, 19 years in the Machzor. Present to me, wow, look at that. Asher Koyach. There are 19 years in the Machzor Hakoton, right? The cycle of the lunar cycle. How many years in a the cycle of leap year cycles, which really is the lunar cycle, the Machzor Koton, in contrast to the Machzor Hagodol, which is every 28 years. Okay, 19 is a significant number. And what the numbers 19 are there? Let me go, so I have actually a whole...
The 19 letters.
Of who there? Shimon Schwab? Or Sham Shufal Hirsch? Rav Sham Shufal Hirsch. Okay, the number 19 is a significant number. In Tehillim, you see the Mizmarim in Tehillim are...
One more than 18.
The Mizmarim on Tehillim are very... So the numbers are significant. Chazal, they give significance to the numbers. And the really question might really be 20 or might be 18 because of the... Okay, there are... I have a whole long list of 19s. Let's see. How many Malchai Yisrael, Malchai Yehuda? 19, there were 19, it says over here. It's the Gematria of Chava. Okay, Mayor, the first woman. Okay. How many years was it from the time of Koresh he made the announcement that they gave permission that Klal Yisrael can build the base on Midas was actually built 19 years. 19 is, for some reason, the number 19 is a very significant number. Okay, but not gonna have to analyze it in much more detail. But the number 19 is really a very significant year, a very significant number. And in Tehillim there are Mizmarim, Chazal, they count the Mizmarim, and if they count the Mizmarim, we're coming up in 19 to this significant. It could be that this is not number 19 because, as we said before, the first two Mizmarim really should be merged into one. Chazal said there. It says in Chazal there are 147 Mizmarim in Tehillim. Yet we have on record 150. So obviously there's some kind of discrepancy which has to be addressed. But yet, yeah, right. But yet you cannot ignore the fact that Hanach Lohem Li Yisrael Im Einam Nevi'im B'nei Nevi'im. For centuries we have on our books 150 Mizmarim. And this is Mizmar number 19. And the number 19, again, is a very significant number. And we'll leave it with that. L'matzech Mizmar L'David, for the conductor, a Mizmar L'David. A Mizmar, as we always like to say, that sometimes it says L'David Mizmar, sometimes it says Mizmar L'David. When it says L'David, usually connotes, according to some, Ruach HaKodesh. When did the Ruach HaKodesh come upon David? Did it first come upon him, Ruach HaKodesh, and that inspired him to compose a Mizmar? Or was it the other way around? David first composed the Mizmar through natural means, and through the Avodah of discovering Hashem in nature, that's what led him to L'David. The theme of this Mizmar perfectly fits. The theme of this Mizmar perfectly fits the introduction, because this Mizmar is more or less, in the beginning at least, describes nature. It describes studying the Bria, looking at the Shemayim, looking at the Yoreach, looking at the Kochavim, looking at how Hashem has created a world with the laws of nature. And David has analyzed this, and then David is uplifted and he comes to sing Hashem's praises. So from all the Mizmarim, this Mizmar really fits the Hakdama Lamatzeach. This is a composition that has been given over to the conductor, Mizmar. Mizmar means that David, he has studied the world. He has engaged in natural techniques of joy. And through the natural techniques of Teva, L'David, he elevated himself to Ruach HaKodesh to say the following words. And indeed, that's what it's going to say. The first pasuk is...
And because of that,
why do you
say it on Shabbos?
Oh, so we say that the Shabbos is the Shleimus of the Bria. Excellent. This Mizmar is the first Mizmar in the Pesukim of the Zimra that has been appended has been as an embellished. This Mizmar is the first that that embellishes the Psukei Dezimra that we say during the week, and we add this. This is the first one that we add. And why do we mention this? Very simply, because here it says, Hashamayim Mesapim Kvod Kel Umaaseh Yadav Magid Harukiyah. Shabbos is the completion of Hashem's creation. And thus, when Vayichulu Hashamayim V'Ho'oretz V'Chol Tzva'on. So this is David's response. Hashem, on this day of Shabbos, you may have completed. You have completed the Shamayim V'Ho'oretz V'Chol Tzva'on. And we react. And we look at your creation, we give forth praise, acknowledging what you have created. The heavens, Misaprim. Now here the different interpretation will explain them all, but let's read the words very similar. Hashamayim Misam, the heavens, they relate. Like, we're coming out to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is a very important word. What is the difference between Pesach? On Pesach there's a mitzvah, of to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every single day during the week we have a mitzvah deraisa, we do it twice a day to remember Lamantiskur, Syoim Tseischa, Me Eretz, Mitzrayim, Kodi Mechayecha. What's the chilek between Lamantiskur, Syoim Tseischa, Me Eretz, Mitzrayim, Kodi Mechayecha every single day of the year versus the mitzvah of Lamantiskur on Pesach? There are many, this is the famous question, the Briska question, and there are many, there are 100 answers. And one of the answers that rates in the top five is Sipur. Sipur. Leman tisaper ba'oz nevincha eis asher asash eis asher
hisalalti bin Mitzrayim.
Sipur. The night of Lel Pesach is written of Sipur. What is Sipur? Give and take. Sipur, relate the details. Sipur includes question and answer. The word Sipar is an entirely different dimension than just telling over a story. Look what it says here in these words. Hashamayim misaprim kivoid kel. The heaven, the heavens, the shamayim, it relates. It's not just a statement of fact. There is a conversation, question, answer. There are details being expressed. All of the lumdis in the Briska Haggadahs that talk about the definition of Sipur has to be applied to what the Shamayim does. The Shamayim has a conversation with the earth. We know that there is a relationship between the Shamayim and the Aretz. It's not just the Shamayim does its thing. The heavens, the reaction of like rain, weather patterns, to a degree depends upon the earth, the nature of the earth in a certain region. There's a certain type of earth, a certain type, every part of the world has different types of properties, different types of, it's a lake, is it a river, is it an ocean, is there a mountain, the atmosphere, there are many different, the amount of oxygen in the air, I don't know all the science, but it's self-understood that every part of this earth has different character traits, has different qualities. And those qualities contribute into the behavior of the Shamayim, of the weather patterns, of the clouds, of things that go on in Shamayim. I don't necessarily mean outer space, but things that take place in the atmosphere to a certain degree are influenced based upon the qualities, the nature of the topology where the Shamayim is covering. That is a conversation. That's a conversation. The Shemaim is moving. However you want to look at it. We're moving. The Shemaim is moving. However you want to discuss it. There is a relationship. There is an interaction between the Shemaim and the earth. It's not that Hashem created a world. Okay, there's Aretz and there's Shemaim. Ha'iluchud v'ha'iluchud. The Shemaim does whatever it wants. It rains. It sends forth precipitation. It doesn't send. There are winds. There are no winds. Gezun tehid. And the earth, listen, none of my business. It's mazel. Wherever the earth happens to be at that point in time, wherever the earth is on its axis, as it rotates, as it moves, no, it's your problem. It's your mazel. You're located here, you're located there, this, that. It's not my problem. No. There is an active relationship between the Shamayim and the arts. And that here is Mirumas in this one word. Hashamayim misaprim kivod kel. The word Sipur doesn't just mean you tell over a story I'm just broadcasting. You want to listen, listen. You don't want to listen, you don't listen. It's like it used to be in the olden days, probably before your time, you used to watch on television. This show has been filmed in front of a live audience. And a live audience, there's obviously, there's some type of interaction. If
where do you see that the Socrates interaction?
Chazal said this. All of the Briska Haggadahs.
Socrates tell over
the story. So, wait, what is it? It means like.
In
all of the Briska Haggadahs, they ask the first question is, what is the chilek between the mitzvah of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, Lel Pesach, versus the mitzvah to remember? So, what is the answer? What is the answer? And where do they get that from? That's all the details. Where do they get that? More than just the details. Also, give a question.
Tell the story.
What is the word?
Misaber is telling all the.
Because it says in the pasuk, "Leman tisaper beoznei vincha." It does not say that word with regard to.
Say they're going to participate.
The word sipor is an all-inclusive word, which again we have to go back into the Briska Haggadahs and analyze. But this is an idea that is thrown out. The whole year is just a mitzvah to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Lel Pesach, there is a mitzvah of Leman Tisaper.
Yeah, very good. Where and do you see that?
So it says, Be'ozne Vincha, in the ears of your children.
Yeah.
And being that the Pasuk also says by the children, Ki Yisholcha Bincha Mocher Leymar, there's a whole connection of dots.
What's going on, so then you tell another story.
So the word Leman Tisaper is coming to summarize where it says in the Torah three times, V'hoya ki yisholcha vincha mocher leima mazos, v'igadeta levincha. And it says in other places as well. When the Torah then summarized the entire story, the mitzvah of Lel Pesach,
Leman
Tisaper, the word, this is not my Torah, this is Briska Torah. The whole year round is just a mitzvah to meditate.
No, I know all that.
So the word sipur, the word sipur is a word which is a powerful word. I don't have the details to prove it to you. That we have to open up the Haggadahs. But the word sipur is a word which is all encompassing many different elements that is not just found in meditation. It's an all encompassing word. You cannot ignore the fact that if that word is defined in the Torah with regard to the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that very same word appears here regarding the Shemayim, and the Pasuk is telling us that the Shemayim is praising Hashem, it doesn't just say that the Shemayim is saying words, it says the Shemayim is Misaprim.
Right.
Which connotes,
it's telling, you know,
which connotes that there's interaction. If it is true that the word sipur leman tisaper beoznei vincha, there are children are listening, and because it says they're going to ask questions, it's all part of a whole collection of psukim. And the word sipur, if it's true, will accept the fact that the word sipur means there is a conversation. What I'm going to say will depend upon your reaction, your response, your question. So sipur doesn't just mean I'm broadcasting live. You want to listen, listen. You don't want to listen, don't listen. You don't understand, you don't understand. Sipur means I'm speaking to a group of people or to one person. I'm saying something, and based upon your reaction to what I say, comes the next words. Based upon your question.
Or it could be that you want to encourage them to ask, because then their ears will be
fine,
open to hear what the story is.
But it means there is
not
interaction.
That they need to be an interaction. It's, in other words, want them to open up.
I'm assuming now, for better or for worse, that the word sipur is an interactive conversation. The same way I'm having with you an interactive conversation. You are correct. That has to be proven.
Tells a story.
I'm recalling from memory. If I am incorrect, I'll take it back. But if I'm recalling from memory that this principle of Lel Pesach is a night of Sipur. And Sipur has many meanings. And one of the meanings is an interactive conversation.
Where do you see that?
Okay, you asked me a good question. I can't tell you now at this moment. I'm recalling from memory. If I'm wrong, I retract. But I'm making this assumption. The word sipur means an interactive conversation. Thus, it changes the dynamics of this pasuk. When it says here that the heavens are being mesaper, it doesn't just mean the heavens are broadcasting and no one's listening. It means there is an interactive conversation.
People are listening.
With who? Who is listening? The earth. Who? The people on the earth, the plants, the oceans, the seas. There are creatures.
People, if they're
people also.
Have any brains,
people also. Fine. That's all I want to say. Let's go further. Hashemayim is amin kvodel u'maasei yadav, and the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's magid harakia. We have poetic repetition. Hagodah. You see another very important. These are words of. These are the words of Pesach. V'hi gadita levincha bayamohu leimar lemantisaper biosnei vincha ve'vincha. We're dealing over here with Pesach. Pesach, and Pesach, at the Pesach Seder, it's an interactive conversation. I mean, it's clear as day over here. U'ma'aseh yadav, the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is magid harakia. These are words that are lifted out of the Haggadah. He plagiarized. He went to the Arch Kol Haggadah, and he saw it and says these words, and he took them, he put them in his Tehillim. Okay? These are words of interactive conversation. That means that when the Shemayim is telling praise, The people on this world, they're listening and they're asking questions and they're debating the Shemayim in discussing this matter, all for good. Misaprim Magid, these are Haggadah words, which clearly mean interaction. Let's do another passage. Yoim liyoim yabia oimer. The word yabia is, everyone knows, yabia oimer is the name of Hagoyin Ravavadya Yosef Zechet Sadik Levracha his Sefer. Yabia Oimer. What a beautiful name for a Sefer. Yabia means to express, to articulate, to enunciate. It's a hard word to translate the word Yabia. Look what it says. Look what it says in Mitzudas David, Mitzudas Sion. Yabia Yedaber. Kimo Yabiun Bifihem. To speak with their mouths. Let's see what it says in the Malbum. In the Malbum, the Be'or Hamilos, Yabia Devorim Hanoizlim Min HaMabua. What's a Mabua? A spring. A Mabua is a spring. Is that correct?
Yeah.
A spring. The Hashual El Hadibor. It's a borrowed term. The word Yabia comes from the word Mabua. Mabua is a spring. A spring brings forth water. There's water that comes forth. And this is a borrowed expression. In the Malbum, on page 164, on the left side, the Be'er Hamilois of the Malbum. The Be'er Hamilois, Yabia, Devarim Hanoizle Min Hamabua, from a spring, V'Hashual, it is a borrowed term, Eladibor Hanoivea, Umisrabe Me'atzmoi, which increases on its own. Yichaveh, what does the word Yichaveh mean? Inyan Gili Chadoshes Binyonei Madot. Now the next word is Yoim Liyoim Yabia Oimer. One day to the next, is there an expression of words? The word Omer is also a fascinating type of a word. Omer. How often do you have such a word? It's Vayomer. Vayomer is the verb form, and he said. What did he say? He said Omer, words. Words are the subject matter. Vayomer is the subject matter was expressed. The words were expressed. Omer are words. Vilayla lelayla, night to night. Yechave doas. That's another name of Rabbi Yosef Sefer. Yechave doas. It's another word. Yechave doas.
It's also sinful.
It means to speak. So the Malbum. So the question: what is the chilik between the word yabia and Yichaveh? Yichaveh, look at the Mitzudos David on page 167. Yichaveh Yagid, Kemoy Achaveh Dei. Haggadah verse Dibur. What's the chilik between the word Dibur? He says the word Yabia is Miloshon Dibur, and Yichaveh is Miloshon Haggadah. They're both, I mean, I don't know, Haggadah, Yagid, both are harsh words. Okay, these are not soft words. Okay, it means to speak. Let's see what it says over here. The Malbim says the word Yabi means a mayon, a fountain. And what does he say? And Omer Devarim, he doesn't, the Malbim over here, at least in the Be'er Hamilos, he does not explain what it means, the word Yichaveh. What does he say on the other page? Let me give a quick look. The Laila Lalila Yechavid Was of Asher called Yom Yagid Oimer Chodosh. No, he doesn't define Yechavid. Where?
Right after
Yapia. Yeah, I'm sorry, you're right, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. In Gilui Chadoshes, I'm sorry. Gilui Revelation. Revelation of Chadoshes in Yoni Mada in science. Revelations. It means a revelation of new concepts. How does the word Yechaveh come to that? I don't know. Okay, but in any event, we have over here two beautiful words describing what the day now.
We're always discovering things
in nature. So who's discovering the Laila?
So
that relates to the night?
Nature revealing its secrets. Right?
Okay, these are obviously very complex. Let's look at the Mesudas Davin Rashi first. Back to page 162. 162, Hashemai Mesaprim. I'm reading now the Mitzudos David on page 162. Hashemai Mesaprim. Return to Lema. Aide Hashemai Niri Kvod Okel. Uche Ilu Heim Yisapru Kvodo. So Mitzudos contradicts himself. Mitzudos here is entering into a big debate of what this passage really means. And he really contradicts it. He says that number one, he says that the heavens speak. Then he says, they don't really speak. It means that through our observation of the heavens, we speak. But then he contradicts himself, and then he says, "Suchiilu heim yisapru kivodo." If you want to nitpick,
it's as if the heavens speak.
So you want to nitpick.
Okay.
So if you look in the Mefarshim, there's a very big debate of what these two psukim really mean. According to one Mahalach, the heavens actually speak. There are words, there are expressions of praise that are coming forth from the Shemayim. In other words, the Shemayim is a living organism.
That's not what
this is. Wait. But then he contradicts himself. Uch'ilu heim yisapru kvodu. That's what I told you. He really contradicts himself. Maybe he did this on purpose, or maybe I'm just nitpicking out of none. But let me look at the idea. There are two mahalchim in this pasuk. Everyone, all the mefarshim fit into one of two mahalchim. One is the mahalch, let's say, Perek Shira. Perek Shira, it's not really so clear. You can go both ways in Perek Shira. We know we have something called Perek Shira. Who wrote Perek Shira? Some say David wrote it. Some say Shlomo HaMelech. Some say Adam HaRishayim. Some say Elio. Okay, it's a very popular sefer. It goes back from Shonim Kadmonios, where every single element of the Ibriya, every single element of this world is assigned a pasuk. The Shemayim have its pasuk. The moon has its pasuk. The elephant has its pasuk. The grass has its pasuk. Frogs have its pasuk. Every element, every creature, major creature in this world has a pasuk that they sing, defines their essence, and their shira they give forth to Hashem. So what does that mean exactly? According to the simple understanding is that everything in this world is alive. The Shemayim is not an inanimate object. The Shemayim, the Shemesh, has a neshama. Just like a human being is a guf and is a neshama, so too the Shemesh has a neshama. The Yireach has a neshama. The stars have neshamas. Animals, even though we don't...
We're talking figuratively, yes?
No, we're talking for real. They have a real neshama. It's just that we don't perceive it because it's in a different... It operates on a different wavelength, a different frequency. So we as human beings...
We have limited capabilities of understanding.
Like of a radio. The radio is only going to pick up the frequency which it is attuned, which it is set to connect to. There's communications, there's a million levels of communication. You have to be able to pick up that frequency. Okay, there are many different frequencies in the air right now. In the air right now, how many different channels of communication are there in the air right now? Probably a hundred. Hundreds.
Thousands.
I don't know, thousands.
Every number below, let's say on AM, before 570, your radio starts at 570, goes up to 1600. But there's 560, 550, 440. Each one is assigned, whether it's Navy, Army, Marines. They each have their own frequency.
And then there's cell phone frequencies. Yeah, probably in this room, yeah, probably 20 cell phone frequencies. You have T-Mobile, you have AT&T, and you have... All the wireless companies have their own frequency right now in this. If you're paying for a service and you have a phone from them, you'll be able to pick it. Otherwise, you can't. We have Wi-Fi, okay? We have Wi-Fi right over here. and then there's Wi-Fi from downstairs, and there's Wi-Fi from the shul, and there's Wi-Fi, who knows what's out there? And a lot of these frequencies are secret. You don't even know. You don't even know they're there because they're this, the technology is so sophisticated. So it's unbelievable. In the ear, you have who knows how many things are flying around in the ear. You have to just be have the device, the kalim, to be attuned. It's the same thing. The neshama, a human being has a neshama. We all have neshamas. We're all on the same frequency. So to a certain, so small degree, we all can detect other people's neshamas. To some degree, two people of another Jew is suffering, you feel it. Because we're all on the same frequency. But do we relate to the frequency of the Shemayim? Do we relate to the frequency of the moon? Do we relate to the frequency of all the animals? No. But they also have neshamas. They also have souls. And they also have missions. And some of them may even have free will to a degree that we're not aware of. We're not aware that the moon can make a decision if it wants to move a little faster, a little slower, wants to do this, wants to do that. We don't detect this, but it has a neshama.
You see people, you know, Hashem moved Nishmas Chayim into order.
Yes.
Okay, we see the Gemara says also that.
Vayibach b'yab of Nishmas Chayim.
This is a sar, shall this.
So you're challenging this premise because since the Torah does not say, you're saying good, you're saying yes, it's a very valid question. The Torah does not tell us explicitly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected a neshama into the sun, the moon, the stars. It would appear these are just inanimate objects which have absolutely no soul. There's no soul to these things. I don't know the answer. But I'm not making this up.
They could be like a malach. The malach, you know, theoretically could,
so they're malachim.
Could have some decisions. Sometimes they made, well, right, that's they made a wrong decision.
Well, that we, you know, accept, the malachim.
Why did you make us both the same size? You know, so there is some.
There is some. There's a neshama. This is debatable. This is what. So there is this concept.
They have
a song. So according to this interpretation, when it says that the Shemayim is Mesab, the Shemayim is Yabi Oimer, it means that's right. They're actually speaking. We don't hear it because we're not attuned. We don't have the kalim to pick up their frequency. But if we did have a radio that had the hardware that would allow us to pick up their frequency, we would hear them saying these things. We don't hear it. That's one approach. And then there is the other approach. And then there is another approach. Other commentators thoroughly disagree. And they say no such thing. We have no source anywhere that the Shemayim has a neshama. Like you said, Hashem vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. Man stands alone. Man has a neshama. Nowhere do we find explicitly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected a neshama into the sun, the moon, the stars, into the animals. They have no neshama. In fact, there are many psukim which indicate that when the animals die, they go into the grave. That's it. They don't have any spirituality to them whatsoever. It's kula taiva. So what does it then mean over here that the Shemayim is being mesaper the Shevach?
Well, I think it, on a very basic and simplistic level, is the fact that you look up, science can't understand creation and what goes on. The fact that there is a heaven and all these things exist, that speaks to the fact that there's a God.
Who's speaking?
Nobody.
We are speaking.
That's, in other words, it's a way of expressing yourself. David HaMelech looks around the world and says, the fact that I see up there and nobody can understand anything, really, science has no explanation, that speaks to the fact that there is a God. How Shemayim is up there, heaven speaks to the fact that there is a God up there.
Exactly. Avraham Avinu, he observed, Olam Chesed Yivona, the first word created the world of Chesed.
Even Einstein said that exactly.
The whole world is...
That was Einstein's theory. When they asked him how he came up with the theory, he says, the fact that we understand nothing tells me that science is stupid, and therefore, how did I come up with the theory of relativity? Because I had to start with the fact that we don't understand anything because God created the world. And if God created the world, let's start with the fact that God created the world. We understand nothing, and we have to work backwards with God's creation. That's what he wrote.
Okay, that's not the point. But the point, who? Just a simple question. When it's very simple question, it says here in this pasuk base, misaprim. It says here magid. It says yabia. It says yichaver. Four words. There are four words. Sipur, Hagada, Yabia, and Yechaveh. The truth is, I'm not being fair because the Pasuk Dalid is really related to this idea, because then it says, Ein Omer V'Ein Devarim, Beli Nishma Kolam, three expressions. One second. Okay, it says over here, this Ein Omer, Ein Devarim, let's do Pasuk Dalet. Ein Omer, the Ein Devarim, number three, Beli Nishma Kolam, their voice is not heard. So we have over here, the Pasuk itself is presenting over here a contradiction. It says...
Well, the Suda says clearly that
he contradicts himself. Okay, he says even more. In the next pasuk, he says even more. Okay, let me get there. Let me just bring out the point. We have here a contradiction. Okay, there's a contradiction. Number one, let's just get... There are four words describing communication. Four words. Sipur, Hagada, Yabia Oimer, and Yechave Das. And then Pasuk Dalet says, oh, no. There's no communication because there is no Omer, there are no Devarim, and there's no Koil. Oh, wait a minute. If there's no Omer, there's no Devarim, and there's no Koil, how then can there be communication in the terminology of Sipur and Yabia, Hagada, and Yechave?
That's the Mitzvah.
What?
That's the Mitzvah, David.
So who's speaking?
Nobody's speaking. See what's going on, like Einstein.
Okay, so let me tell you. The
Mitzvah
is
in itself is telling us. Well,
okay, the
Mitzvah
is vague, but we'll see the Mepharshim. Let me try to bring in a point.
The visualization of what's going on is the proof of what's happening.
There are two basic mahalchim which we'll try to go back and read it. Number one. Let's look at number one. The first mahalach is the Shemayim and the Bria is actually speaking. I'll show you in a second. Is actually speaking. But we just, when it says in Pasuk Dalet, Omer, there's no Omer, there are no Dvarim, there's B'li Nishma Kolam, it means we don't hear their word. They're speaking. It's just that the human being does not have the hardware to pick up their frequency. So that's number one. Before we look at the mitzvah, let's explain the ideas, and then we'll have to fit everyone into one of these two mahalach. They are speaking because the Shemayim has a neshama, no different than a human being. And they're speaking, they're giving forth praise. How come I don't hear it? I don't hear anything. I don't detect.
You're using the word speaking instead of communicating.
How come I don't receive their communication? How come I'm not, if they're communicating, how come I can't hear it? Because you don't have the hardware.
Right.
You don't have
That's how the Nesivus explains the Baskol, that wavelength. I mean, he said, with your Baskol Yotzos, do you hear it?
Well, it said by Moshe also. Hashem spoke to Moshe. It says the version of Rashi, only Moshe heard. No one else heard.
Right.
Only Moshe heard. What kind of sound is that? Okay, that's one mahal. The other mahalach is, the Shemayim, the Pasuk means literally what we said before in the beginning of the Pasuk, that the Shemayim is the Medaber, and so this Omer and the Sipur, the Pasuk explains. It doesn't mean the Shemayim speaks. The Shemayim is a rock. The moon is a rock. Hashem never put into the moon a neshama. So what does it mean? It means us human beings, by observing, through observation, the chokhmah niflah, the wondrous rules of science that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world, we are the ones that are speaking. When it says HaShemayim, who's the one that's misaper? We!
No,
oh, why does it say the Shemayim is misaper? It's just an expression. It means that when we observe the wondrous chokhmah of how the Shemayim operates, it evokes us to speak on their behalf.
Well, we're getting the lesson. Who says that we're speaking? In other words, Ein Omer,
I'll show you. See, I'll show you. Let's just take
that
for a second.
So now we're speaking?
Yes, we're speaking. I'll show you in a second.
I'll tell you what agrees with you. What agrees with you is the truck. We don't understand the truck on Sefer Yemes, right? But take a look, the word Shemayim with a Rabbi on it is a Tama Mafsik compared to the notes that follow. So it's HaShemayim. Just look at the heaven, the Sakram Kvodel. That's, in other words, that speaks to what you said as opposed to what we're saying. in terms of that. I mean, that's the way I would look at it.
Okay, fine. Okay,
okay,
so please accept for the moment these two mahalchim. Either the Shemayim, the moon has a neshama, the Shemesh has a neshama, and the Shemesh is speaking. We don't have the kelim to hear what they're saying. But trust us, this is the Shemayim is thing. Or the Shemesh is a rock, whatever it is, whatever gases and the elements you find in the sun, whatever it is, ain't doing nothing. The only living thing in this world is a human being. The only one that has a neshama is a human being. But we are observers. And through our observation, it is us who speak on behalf of the Shemayim. Okay, let's do Rashi. Let's look what Rashi says. These are the two mahalchim. It's either going to be A or B. No in between.
No, there's a C.
No in between.
The C is,
let's read Rashi.
We're observing and we're not speaking.
There's a lot of ways to look at it.
Okay, let's look at Rashi.
We're understanding what's being said.
Okay, let's see. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Let's look at Rashi. HaShamayim, I'm reading Rashi, page 162. I'm reading Rashi, page 162, Pasuk Beis. Rabbi Yisai, HaShamayim Mesabim Krod Kel HaMeshoyer Atzmo Perash Es Adova. Now, first of all, this is a very unique Rashi. We always start, when we start a Mizmar, the first question we always ask is, who wrote this Mizmar? Who wrote this Mizmar? When was it written? And in connection with what event was it composed? Now, you can't deny the fact, L'amatzeach Mizmar L'David. Okay, so we don't even need over here any commentators to tell us who wrote this, because it says explicitly that David wrote it. That's undeniable. L'amatzeach Mizmar L'David. David is taking credit for this Mizmar. I am the one who composed this Mizmar. When did David write this Mizmar? None of the fathers say anything. They don't say anything. There's no record when David composed this. Did David compose this when he was a child? When he was an adult? At the end of his life? It's interesting that this Mizmar comes after Shiras David. Shiras David was, we assume, basically was written when David, at the end of his life, or when he retired. Okay, that's when he wrote. Now it's almost like the certain section of Tehillim came to an end with Mizmar Yudches. Mizmar Yudches, we mentioned Shaul, David's problems and Tsaris and Tsaris and Tsaris. Ah, now David comes to the end of his life. He goes and he says the Shiras David. Now it's like, okay, now it's like an addendum. Oh, by the way, you know, we have an appendix. It's almost like you get an impression that for the rest of Tehillim, it's just, you know, the appendix to the Sefer. Oh, by the way, here's another Mizmar, another Mizmar, another Mizmar. And at some point in the life of David, David composed this Mizmar. And this Mizmar is a general Mizmar. In fact, this is one of the most popular because of this Mizmar. He's stealing something on Simchas Torah. What it says over here is one of the main things that is used, that is drawn from on Simchas Torah, Hashem Tamima, Mishivas Nofesh, Pekud Yashem, Mishom Yisamchei Lev. This Mizmar is explosive. Literally explosive. We say this is the first Mizmah we inject into the Pesukim, the Zimra, on Shabbos. David composed it. Okay, there's no discussion. Now, it is interesting that Rashi, I don't think he used this terminology until now in Tehillim, the first time, HaMeshorer, the singer. All of a sudden, Rashi doesn't want to use the word David. For some reason, David is toxic. HaMeshorer, the singer. Okay, HaMeshorer, look at Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk Beis. HaMeshoyer Atzmai, the singer himself, Perash Es Adavar. It says over here, don't jump to any conclusion what these words mean. Wait until you get to Pasuk Dalet, you'll understand, because obviously you're going to be very disturbed when you read what it says here, that the Shemaim is a Mesaper. Really? I have not heard the heaven give forth one word. I never heard the heaven speak to me. What are you telling over here that the Shemaim is Mesafim for Kel Masad Manahid Rekia? What are you talking about? The Rekia is a Magid. A Magid, every Shadron is a Magid. A Pesach Kron is a Magid. Since when is the Shemaim a Magid? Since when is the Shemaim? So Rashi says, calm down. Take a cold shower. Calm down. The Meshoyer Atzmai will explain what this means. Wait until you get the Pasuk Dalet for a Perish Rashi on this Mizmar. HaMeshoyer Atzmai, David HaMelech himself, Perash Es Adavar, Ein Omer Ve'ein Devadim, Einon Medabrim Im Habriyos. Rashi right away says, their communication is not with humanity. Ela mitoich shebchol haaretz yotza kavam. They go on their way. Their kavam means on their path. Umiirim labriyos, and they give light. They provide benefit to mankind. Mitoich kach. Look what Rashi says. Mitoich kach. Who's the one that speaks? We speak. Rashi says we are the medaber. Misaprim habriyos kvoid kel. Rashi is learning with the Mahalich that there's no neshama in the Shamayim and the Aretz. Garn, they're just rock. They're doimim. They're inanimate objects. No life. When it says Shamayim is saprim, nothing doing. Nothing doing. It means because they do their tafkid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created science and nature, and it is executed with the ultimate precision. This awakens man to see things in the Bria that are awesome, and man is inspired to speak, to say these words. So the one that is misaper are the human beings in this world. They're the ones. Mitoich kach misaperim habriyois kevoikel. Omoidim umivorchim al hamoris. They bless Hashem for the luminaries, for all of these things that Hashem created. O maaseh yadav ma'agid arikia ha'koychavim. What are the maaseh yadav in this context? The stars. Ve'hamazolos. Shehei maaseh yadav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher heim shom. K'mo shenema v'yitin oysam elukim birkia ha'shamayim. Umishom. Now Rashi appears over here to kan umishom from there. Magidim kivodo, which he means, you have to go back to what he just said one line ago, which means that when we, human beings, witness the chokhmah niflah, we are the ones that speak on their behalf, recognizing the incredible chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next, Pasuk Gimel, Yoyim liyoyim yabi oimer, ma'aseh v'reishis, mischadesh miyoyim el yoyim. And this is a very hard pasuk. What does it mean day to day? A day to the next day. Ma'aseh v'reishis, mischadesh, it's renewed, miyoyim el yoyim, la'erev, in the evening, la'erev, in the evening, chamah shaykas, v'zerachas la'boyker, and mitoyach kach, because of this renewal, yabia habriyos imrei shadach. Again, Rashi clarifies, make no mistake, the one, when it says yabia, it is not the yoin that is yabia. It is the briyos, who are the observers. They are yabia imrei shadach. Alidei hayamim v'haleilos, Shemoyrim es abriyos, they are the ones which instruct. They give instruction es abriyos to the people. Again, it repeats. Lekaleis ulohoidos. Menachem pasar yabia l'shoin maya noivea. That's what it says in the Malbim. The word yabia is a borrowed word. It means a spring. There's a spring, a source of water, and it flows. Likewise, words is a powerful concept. When a person speaks, he is drawing from a makar of a source. It's not the way you would typically understand what it means. This word is an enlightening word of what is the koyach hadibur of man. The koyach hadibur of man, you are drawing from a higher source within your neshama.
I thought the big man, words of play, how praise flowing from man.
Flowing. The word yabia, the word yabia means a spring that is flowing with water. Mm-hmm. See, you would assume, if not, we're going to the topic now, speech, you would assume, if not for this Rashi, that dibur, speech, it's on demand. It's words that are created on demand. You know, they have machines today to create water out of air. Okay, in Israel, they invented a machine. It's an incredible machine. It uses a lot of electricity. It's very expensive to operate. And you basically come into this room, you plug this machine into the room over here, it's the size of a little, okay, the size of a van, and you plug it in, and out of thin air, it produces water. It takes moisture.
It's the water, the hydrogen and the oxygen.
And it creates a cup of water. Could you imagine? A cup of water, so if there's a drought, they send these machines to parts of the world where there are droughts, and they plug and they power them up, and out of thin air, it produces H2O. which you could drink and you could,
so
you can survive.
Oxygen,
water on demand. You see water anywhere? I don't see any water anywhere. Where did the water come from? On demand. When you speak, when you communicate and you produce words, it's on demand. I don't have any words inside of my stomach, inside of my head. I want to speak on demand. You create words based on necessity. Along comes Chazal. That's not what Dibur is. That's not what Dibur is. You have a reservoir. A person's neshama, person comes into this world, vayipach. It's a very deep idea. This idea is amok medium to end. What Chazal was saying over here. Vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim. Hashem blew into man's nostrils a breath of life. Vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chayim. And man was a living spirit. Targum. Vahavis la'adam leruach mimalila. Man was a creature that speaks, that talks. What does Dibur have anything to do with what it says in the beginning of the pasuk? Hashem blew into man's nostrils ruach chayim, spirit. And then man was a living creature. No, Hashem blew into man spirit, and man began to speak. So what does that mean? When Hashem blew into man's nostrils a neshama, Hashem put there a spring, a source, a reservoir of Dibur. And then it began to trickle out little by little. Everyone knows the famous Chazal. I don't even know if it's true now. I don't know, people say is that a person comes into this world, he has a limited number of words. It's such a thing they tell children.
Tell me that.
Is there a Chazal? I don't think, I never heard this. I don't know if there's any real source. Is it a make-believe, the Baba Maisa? I don't know, but they say this. You hear this all the time, you hear this. You go into kindergarten, they'll tell you this. Is that when the person comes into this world, he comes with operating instructions, like a car. What is the life expectancy of a car today? Approximately 100,000 miles. Okay? They give you a warranty on a car. What do they give you? They give you a warranty 3 years, 5 years, or 100,000 miles. If you reach 100,000 miles within 6 months, sorry, buddy, no more warranty for you. Okay, either 100,000 miles or 3 years. That's the warranty, the zehu. You go more than 100,000 miles in 6 months, the warranty is up. If you don't go and you go for 3 years, so that same way a car comes with a little tzettel on the window, a person, when he comes out, never saw, when the person comes out of the mother's womb, he comes with a piece of paper, the warranty, and the life expectancy. Okay, how many words? We're giving you 1 million words. Make up a number. When you reach the 1 million words, that's it, you expire. Okay, that's what they tell. Is there any source for that? Is that a Baba Maisa? What do you get? I was like, oh, but if it's Divrei Torah, Divrei Torah, or Divrei Tefillah, no, that's unlimited. It means Dvarim B'Teilim, Sichas Chulin. Don't talk nonsense. Don't talk too many jokes. It's really rooted in this. It's rooted in this Rashi.
This Rashi.
In this Rashi, this concept, because Rashi says words of a person they trickle from a reservoir of words. Yabia iloshon mabua, it is a stream, it is a nachal. A person, you have a pond, you have a spring, and the spring flows. But you know what happens? Sometimes the spring dries up. Not every spring is infinite. There are some springs that, you know, it comes a point in time where it has reached its life expectancy for whatever the reasons are, and there's no more water flowing out of the spring. A person, Hashem, blows into man's nostrils life. You know what that life is?
Mm-hmm.
Is a reservoir of words, of the ability to communicate and to express oneself. Vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. And then words begin to trickle. They begin to trickle out. And he starts off with bubaba, mama, dada, and then he gets a little more sophisticated, and he says mark. And then he learns Torah, and he says tefillah, and hopefully he doesn't say foolish things in his life. It's a reservoir. That's the mashal. Yabia Oimer, Miloshon Mabua. Not like the average person thinks that water, that Dibur, is created on demand. Right? Like bring a machine and plug it into the wall, and somehow miraculously it sucks out of the air the H2O and produces water. That's what I would think, the Dibur. No. Your Dibur, your Koyach HaDibur, is rooted in a reservoir. And as you go through life, it trickles forward. Okay, that's a side point. But look, but Rashi here could not be more clear that the Shamayim does not speak, does not misaper, it's not Magid, the stars and the mazolos, they're nothing more from the simple reading of Rashi, nothing more than rocks and elements in your chemistry table of all the different elements of this world, that they have no neshama, nothing. Hashem put into this world rules of science, nature, how this world operates with an incredible chachma, and when man opens up his eyes and he perceives, he observes what is going on around him, he is blown away. And that forces him or instructs him for the briois, for the people, the humanity, human beings, for them to express themselves. And that's what the pasuk says in pasuk, pasuk dal. Let's go now to the next pasuk. First it says Yechaveh l'shon hagodah. What Yechaveh l'shon hagodah? That's interesting, because the word Yechaveh, we already said magid. Okay, so in the word magid is being repeated. It says Hashma misam kodesh kol masi yidam magid or kia. So in pasuk base it says the word magid, and again this pasuk says Yechaveh l'shon hagodah. That's it. There's no more Rashi. Rashi already explained himself. So it's pretty clear from Rashi that Rashi is taking on the approach that the Shamayim and the Oretz do not have a Koyach HaDibur. There is no need to go to Radio Shack, which no longer exists, and to buy hardware in order. Doesn't it still exist? Does it exist in Radio Shack? Gone.
No.
Gone with the wind. Okay, another one bites the dust. And there's no need to go to Amazon and to search for hardware in order to pick up the frequency of these neshamos, because they don't exist. They don't exist. If they don't exist, who then is being mesaper? We, the briois. Rashi said the word briois, I think, four times. Four times Rashi said the word briois. Not everyone agrees to that. Not everyone agrees to this approach. Let's see the Mitzvah Stavit now. Mitzvah Stavit. Hashemayim Mesaper. Ritzon Eloimar. When the Mitzvah, back in the beginning, back on page 162. Ritzon Eloimar. When it says here the words Ritzon Eloimar in the Mitzvah Stavit, that's like when Rashi in Gemara says Koloimar. It means you better pay close attention, because I'm going to tell you now is not the literal translation of the words. Ritzon Eloimar. Ali de Hashemayim. Nireh kvoid kel. It's through the Shemaim it appears. He was with Nireh. Okay, that's a pretty. It's a pretty. You got to watch the mitzudas like a hawk, because the mitzudas is more. And a lot of Rishonim, a lot of Mefarshim do this. He puts in words into the pasuk that it does not say. He injects words out of nowhere. And if you don't pay attention, you don't even realize what he's doing. Then when you translate the words, you're really injecting words that. Where in the world did you get that? It says here, Hashemayim, the Shemayim, Nireh, from the Shemayim, Al, first he has in two words. First is three words. Al Yidei Hashemayim, Nireh, Kivoyit Kel.
The Nireh is just substituting the
Messiah. No, he goes further, then he goes backwards. Remember, you always have to go, yeah, it's a puzzle. Every pasuk is always a puzzle in Ach. Nireh, Kivoyit Kel. Now go backwards. Uchi'ilu, Haim. Yisaperu kivoda. But who's going to do it on their behalf? We're going to do it. He's saying the same thing like Rashi. The Mitzvah Stav really saying the same thing as Rashi. The Shemayim, all the elements of the Bria are racks. There's no, they're doimim. Garnish and garnish. There's no neshama. Zero, zero. They have nothing to do with nothing. When we, the observer, we look at what's going on in this world. Wow. Wow. Look what's going on. I'm always wrong, but it's a little bit more nuanced what the Mitzvah Stavit is saying than Rashi. Rashi seems to say that they're not doing anything. The Shemayim, the nature, is doing zero. We are observers. And as observers, we do everything. The Mitzvah is very similar, but a little bit different, a little bit more nuanced, is that the nature has no neshama, and we're doing everything, but we are saying what appears the Shamayim and the Oretz are trying to say if they would have a neshama. We're observing the Chochmah, and their Chochmah forces us to give praise, but it's not really our praise. It's the praise of what that emanates from the Chochmah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into their rotation. It's very similar to Rashi. Rashi doesn't say it like that. Rashi says these guys up there, they don't know what they're doing. We're the composers. We watch, we're in awe, and we say these things. Mitsuda says the same idea. These guys are just rocks. But if they would have a koyach, if they would have a neshama, what would they be saying? So we're going to say it. It's a very fine difference, splitting hairs.
But then it's not really happening. It's only an interpretation of our observation.
Right. Correct.
It's not necessarily accurate.
It's not
necessarily accurate. It's our interpretation of what we're observing.
Okay, so who says it has to be accurate?
All
right, okay. Okay, so, but they're on the same
this
line.
If somebody says something, that's irrefutable. Interpretation of an observation is
okay.
You believe you saw.
Umasei harakia. Let's see. For umasei harakia, magid umeid al pilei maasei de Hashem. Okay, this following the same theme. We turn the page to. Page, the Mitzuda is David and Shorten, page 164. Yoim liyoim, liyoim liyoim ya'abiyo imer, ritzayn alayim, abachol yoim ki'ilu yoimru boi pilei hashem. I'm going to come back to 1 second, but it's as if every single day they are describing, they are relating the wonders of Hashem. Ki b'chol eis nire b'chem mipilois hamokayim. Every single day, every single moment, we can observe from them, from their conduct, from their rotation, from the system that Hashem put in the world, wonders. Okay, next page.
Well, 1 second, stop right there. That's the difference between Rashi and the Tzuvos Dovid. Tzuvos Dovid is learning Yabia. It's not we're speaking. Rashi says it's we're speaking.
Right.
Yabiyo, the Tzuvos Dovid is saying, no, Yabia is the same as Besamim. It's Ki'ilu.
It's Ki'ilu, yeah, but we're doing it.
No,
but
we're
doing
it. We're not doing it.
No, go back. He's going back to what he said in the beginning. Go back to the beginning.
Wait, let me give you a chance. It's a Ritzon Olama. 1 second, Gimel. Yom Yom Yabiyo Lago. Yom Yom Yabiyo Oima. Ritzon Olama. B'chol Yom Ki'ilu Yom Ru Bo Pilei Hashem.
These entities.
Also, it's not that we're saying. The Tzuvos Dovid says clearly.
Go back.
Yabiyo Oima on Pasuk Gimel. I don't know. Want to go back? On Pasuk Gimel, it's saying Ki'igu Yom Rubo Pilei Hashem. They're declaring the wonders of Hashem. Ki B'chol Eis Nira Behem Nefois Hamokim.
Every day we witness to them.
It's a continuation. He's saying it's all the demonstration of the heavens.
But what he's saying over here in this pasuk is clearly going back. He's following in the theme of what he's saying and outlined in the beginning
right,
of his parish. In the beginning of his parish, the key words, look at the beginning of the Mitzvah Sosha on pasuk base. When he begins this entire discussion, on pasuk base, Ritzoyne loyma, al yidei hashamayim nire kvoid hakel.
Exactly.
Uchi'ilu,
right.
Who's the, but it's, they're not doing nothing. We're doing everything. Through our observation, it is revealed the Kavod HaKel. And therefore, we are the ones that are going to be expressing
what
be expressing.
It doesn't say that. It's as if the heavens are relating the glory of Hashem.
Are they actually relating Hashem's praise?
Yes,
no.
But not through speaking. By observing them, we see that the Kavod HaKel.
Who is the one that is speaking at the end of the day?
Nobody's speaking. We're observing the Kavod HaKel. Nobody is speaking.
Well, we observe the Kavod HaKel, but we then relate it.
Well, where do you see that? Rashi learned that the Abiyoma, that is talking about, we are going to relate about it. But Mitzvahs doesn't say that. It doesn't try to point out that difference.
This
is
very...
saying he continuing ki'igu, ki'igu, ki'igu. In other words, Yabi is also ki'igu.
But who's the
demonstrating to us?
But is end of the day, at the end of the day, is the Shemayim saying any words?
No.
No. Who is going to say these words? Who's
no,
reading these words?
Nobody's saying any words.
No, we're saying these words.
No, we're not saying these words. Where do you see these saying words going to the system?
We're just making the observation.
We're making the observation.
By making the observation, that is the saying of the words.
Why? It's as if.
There's a, you're right. Rashi and the Mishnah are different, but there's a very fine line between them.
Right,
the difference between Rashi and Mishnah is very, very slight. It's not... The common denominator of both Rashi and the Mitzudos, the common denominator is the Shamayim does not have a neshama.
Right.
The Shamayim is not uttering one word.
No, that's
the common denominator. If someone's going to say something, it's going to be us. If you want to say that's, and what are we going to say?
So that's the difference between
we're going to observe what's going on. And we're going to praise Hashem, whether it's our own words or whether we're trying to interpret that if the Shemayim and the Aretz were did have the ability to speak, their behavior produces such type of expression. Fine, however you want to say that's the difference between the Rashi and the Mitzudos. But the common denominator between Rashi and the Mitzudos is the Teva has no neshama. It's just a rock. It's just elements of nature. There's no spirituality in the Teva. The only spirituality in this world is in man. And man is an observer. And man sings Hashem's praises. Man incorporates, he synthesizes nature. And he makes it in the sacred.
Right,
but
exactly.
Nature itself is not a living
right.
Bria. It's a domain.
What Yabia Omer is, Rashi saying Yabia Omer is that we're then expressing that Kavod Kel. But Mitzvah says no, that's just the continuation
Fine.
That's also
okay, now let's finish up the Mitzvah David. Let's finish up and I want to make in the Mitzudah is David. Okay, we did ready? Let me see. Pasuk Dalid in the Mitzudah is David, which is short, 167. The truth is, there's no Hein Emes. She'ein Bochem Amir V'Dibur V'lo Nishma Koylam. He's going back. They're not the ones that are speaking. Now this is Rashi and the Mitzudahs. However, there are clearly those that thoroughly disagree with this. And they hold that the Shemayim and the Aretz actually speak. They have a neshama. They do have a neshama, and they're talking, they're speaking. However, Pasuk Dalit explains that their expression comes forth from their behavior, not from sound waves. How do you communicate? Body language. Okay, is that a big topic of discussion? Body language. Body language speaks volumes. Okay, I know. Someone he demonstrated to me. I don't see him too much this person anymore. He once went to a. What is it called? He went to a weekend or what do they call this? He went for training. And they demonstrated. A seminar. I went to a seminar, and they basically taught people how to speak with your body, your posture, the way you stand, the way you move your arms, the way you turn your face, the way you react to someone's conversation. You don't realize you're speaking volumes through your body language. Everyone understands this. Okay, a person that stands up tall. How do you stand when you're waiting for a bus? Do you spread your legs apart or do you put your legs together? Americans, typically when they stand straight, waiting in line, waiting for the bus, they put their feet together. Like Shimon Esrei.
The hands in the pockets.
Yeah. Europeans, when they stand waiting for a bus, they spread their feet apart. Okay, there are some people that, I don't know the chachma, there's a ton of chachma and how it sends a message. The same way that's true with regard to human beings, you speak with your body language. Shemayim is a living organism. They have a neshama. They speak. they may even have bechira. We don't see it. We don't understand. We don't. To us, it seems like everything is no predictable to the minute second. You can tell with science. We know exactly everything in science. We think we know everything. But Chazal seemed to indicate that the Shemayim and the Aretz, they have free will. Look, by Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem said to the Yam, split. And there are numerous Namari Chazal. The Yam says, split? Excuse me, I'm not splitting for nothing. This is my tafka. This is my... Hashem, you got to break the rules sometimes. The Yam had a dilemma. What to do? Should I not listen? Hashem is giving me a command. Should I listen? Should I not listen? We find bechira.
Hashem said also to spit out all the mitzrim.
There are numerous Maimori Chazal that seem to indicate that the Shemayim and the Oretz have plenty. They have a neshama. They have an ishar. Let's not talk about sar. Who says they have a sar? They have an ishama. They're independent beings. They have numerous Amari Chazal. They have something. And they give shira. The tachlis of every man, of every creature in this world is to give shira. Their shira is not, the pasuk here says, Hashem did not give them vocal cords.
Not necessarily in the same form.
They did not give them vocal cords. The Hashem gave them body language. Their behavior is their expression. And you need a Google Translate to take their behavior and to translate it into our language. And that's what David over here is saying. David over here is saying is that the Shemayim every single day is Misaper. The Shemay Sayyadav every day have a neshama. Every day the Magid. Every day the Yoim is Yabia. The Lail is Yechave. So how come we, because you don't have a smartphone with Google Translate to be able to understand their language. Ein Oimer, the Ein Devarim, B'li Nishma Koilon. It's not a language that you understand. It's their behavior. Study their behavior and translate their behavior into your mode of communication. You will see that they are singing Shira. I'll give you one example, a very popular example to prove this point. Yoshua, it's a Chazal. You see, the truth is, what I just said pretty much is mashma from all the Mamori Chazal. Chazal, they look at the world, you learn Mikros Gedolos. They put on the page, more or less, the Pashton. And the Pashtonim, they all go with, they don't like this type of stuff. The only one that has ruchnius is man. Everything else in this world is mundane. And we're the observers and we elevate and sanctify this world. But Chazal, they have a different mahalach. You have it over here at the bottom of the page. They put it over here in the art school. They put, the Mamori Chazal. They have a different mahalach than these things. And they know the moon, the sun, the stars. They have neshamos. And they have spirituality. And a classic vart is Yoshua, when he was coming to conquer Eretz Yisrael, in the early wars, I don't remember all the details. Givoin, Doim, Shemesh, Begivoin, Doim. When Yoshua was fighting the battle of Givoin, and the sun was setting, and we need more time. We need more time to take a test. I need more time, so he gave a command. Clock, see the clock. Stop. Shemesh begivoin doin.
Time out.
That's a very bizarre expression. Doin? It should say yafsek. Shemesh begivoin amoid. Stand still. The word doin is not the right word. No one here in this room would write that, describing the stone dog when Yoshua is giving a command that time should stop. No one would use the word doin. This is not the correct word. Take an exam, and the Yeshiva Katana, they will give you an F for such an answer to say, to describe a command to the Shemesh to stop. Time should come, should stand still. No, you don't use the word doim. The word doim, this is Parsha, Vayidoim Aharoim. It means silence. 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 I never heard the sun speak that I should tell the sun, Sheket, Bevakasha. I never heard such a thing. What's done?
Like the moon was saying, I want to come out. He said, be quiet, don't yet.
What's going on? So Teretz is, no. This pasuk says Hashomayim is mesaper. Ma'ase yodav magid harikia. Yoim liyoim ya bia oimer. Laila laila yichavedoas. Speaking. How is it speaking? It's behavior. It's rotation. It's movement. This is its mode of communication. When the sun moves, rises in the east and sets in the west, every single second is an expression of praise. When you tell it, don't sing Shira anymore, stop singing Shira, that is equivalent to the sun freezing. The mobility of the, it's not, see, we think, we look at it, oh, the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. And as it rises and sets, in addition, you know, you go in the car, you're driving in the car, and every car also happens to have a radio player, has a radio, has a CD player, has an MP3 player, a flash drive player, every car, because it's boring. You can sit in the car and you're just gonna drive. It's boring. So what do? You have a
GPS.
You have something to play, to play music. You have a radio to listen. What would happen, Luna Tsuya, the radio doesn't work? Or the flash play doesn't work? Does the car still operate?
Sure.
Of course, the car moves. This device, the entertainment system is broken. But the car operates fine. No, that's not the way it works. In the Bria, the Shemesh, the engine is the Shira.
Yeah, the soaring through the universe.
The engine, the Shevach,
there's noise,
the song that the sun sings, the song, the Shira of the Shemesh is the engine. So if there's no Shira, it doesn't move, it stops. It's told the tafkid of a creature is to sing Shira. This is what the Malach said to Esav. Esav, the Sar Shel Esav. Vayeovek ish imoy ad alois hashachar. I have to leave now. Bercheini ki ola hashachar. Rashi, my time came to sing Shira. So you'll sing Shira tomorrow. You'll sing Shira tomorrow. Right now we got to finish the wrestling match. So Chazal say, this Malach never sang Shira before. Its entire tafkid of existence from the time of Maase Bereishis was waiting for this moment, and now its time came. If I miss this Zman, I miss my tafkid in this world. The whole tafkid is the Shira. When the Shemesh moves, it's not that the Shemesh has a motor and also has a CD player. No. The Shemesh only has a CD player. The CD player is the motor, is the engine. And thus, if you want the sun to stop, you tell it, don't sing Shira. Not singing Shira is preventing, is shutting down the tafkid of the Shemesh. Shemesh begivoin doim. Stop being misaper in the Shevach. Stop being yabia. Stop being yechavedoa. Stop. When there's not going to be a magid, when it's not going to be a mesaper, if you're not going to be yabia, you're not going to be yechave, memelo, you're not going to move. You're not going anywhere. This type of chazal that explained why it says the word dome clearly indicates that the Shemesh itself is expressing Shevach. But ein oimer ve'ein devarim b'li nishma koilam. I don't hear it. That's because it has a different language. You speak English, it speaks French. It doesn't really even speak French. It speaks in body language, in sign language. It speaks in a different type of communication. In its behavior, its behavior is its living Shevach.
It's ki'ilu.
Not ki'ilu, you're saying ki'ilu.
You know,
again, you're saying ki'ilu.
He's demonstrating.
You're trying to even take this and say it's a ki'ilu. The Chazal, they almost come out. I have to show you where it says over here on the page, over here, some of the Farshim. They say it outright. The Shemesh has a neshama. The Reach has a neshama. The whole Sefer, I have to show you after. I forgot where it is on the page. Next, tomorrow. The Shemesh, the Reach, every Sefer, Perek Shira, the whole Perek Shira, the debate. What is Perek Shira all about? But most of the Farshim on Perek Shira, they say every one of these creatures,
they demonstrate.
They have a neshama. They have a neshama. They may even have a Bechira that we're not familiar with. They're servants of Hashem. and their whole tafkid is to sing Shira. And look at this beautiful Chazal. Shemesh begivon doim. How do you tell the sun to stop? You turn off the CD player. If the CD player in the car is not working, the car doesn't move. It's totally zebizek, because that is the motor. Because that's what his tafkid is. Sach HaKol, we take away from this. We have to go vayit tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll just bring another one point. We'll go to vayit tomorrow further. But Sach HaKol, there are two mahalchim in this pasuk. When it says, it talks about four expressions. Sipur, Hagodah, Yabia, and Yichaveh. Does this literally mean that they do? The pasuk goes on to say, Ein Oimer, Ein Devardim, B'li Nishmo Koylam. So Rashi, it's the Meshorer is explaining, don't make a mistake and think that these creatures sing. The Briois are singing.
Yeah.
And then you have the Mitzudas Dava, which is a slight variation of Rashi. But these creatures are not doing nothing. It's us who are observing and are trying to say what it would appear they were saying, or we're going to say it on our own. But other Mefarshim, the more Kabbalistic Mefarshim, they learn, no, these Briois, they have neshamos, and they do speak. And the Pasuk says their communication is not one of sound waves, it's behavior, body language. That's their koyach of dibur, that's their koyach of communication. And we have what to learn from them. There's a powerful musar, because a person, his behavior, in essence, is also an expression of shevach. A person, the greatest praise you can give Hashem is to behave yourself. You behave yourself, you do the right thing. This is the ultimate shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's also a bala. A person gets up in the morning and he goes through the day, and he behaves in a noble, refined, dignified way and doesn't do crazy things, get up and smack him across the face in front of the whole world. This is a shevach, to behave yourself in a normal way.
Wasn't the simple meaning of what Yoshua was davening for is Shemesh, you're cold still, I need a little more daylight.
So why did he say the word doim? The word doim is not the correct word.
It's
kind of...
Because the sun is searing through space.
It's just a simple request, hold still.
The word doim is not the right word. It should be yafsik.
Right.
All right, we're going to stop here and take a short